podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 33 for Wednesday, February 18th, 2015. Put the phone down. This episode is brought to you by Lynda.com. Invest in yourself and start learning today. Lynda.com has thousands of courses to help you learn new tech, business, and creative skills. For a free 10-day trial, visit lynda.com/arena. That's lynda.com/arena. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. Months ago on All About Android, Ron Richards brought an app into the arena that kind of opened my eyes to a new category I hadn't really heard of before or considered. Quite honestly, before that episode, I'd rarely taken a glimpse at my own habits when it comes to using my smartphone. As more and more of our lives are lived inside that little black slab here, we have a tendency to overuse, and as a result, shut out, you know, real life, the real things that happen around us. I know that I'm totally guilty of that. It's hard not to live my life like that because my career, of course, is built around these black slabs. But the apps in today's episode are meant to be tools that you and I, of course, can use to monitor our usage and even limit ourselves if needed. That is, protect ourselves from ourselves, from our own tendencies. I definitely have to give a big thanks to Thomas Scholler on Google Plus for giving me the idea for this episode and a few of the great app suggestions that I'm going to feature in this week's Best of the Best. Let's take a look. This first app launched in January, and it'll help you quantify how much you use your device, because even grown-ups need to be told to put the phone away for a change. It's called Quality Time. And once you've installed it, the app will track the many ways you use your device. It's split into three main sections. First, today shows you all of your usage data since midnight. So by the end of the day, you'll have a long tree of time codes coupled with icons of the apps you've used at those specific times of day. You also know how long you use those apps during that screen on session. At the top of the tree, you can tap the circle to cycle between total amount of time spent using apps today. There's also app frequency, which counts the number of times you've opened any app on your device today, and how many times you've unlocked your screen today. Swiping down gives you more detailed daily usage stats, including total amount of time spent inside each app and how many times you've accessed them. Swiping down once more shows your weekly stats, and that's where things get really interesting. Pretty quickly, you get a sense for just how much of your life is spent reaching for your phone. And if you've disgusted even yourself with your overuse, put yourself in a time out. You tap that menu button and then tap Take a Break. This allows you to set an amount of time during which Quality Time will keep you from feeding your addiction by launching apps. Try to launch an app and you'll be told that it's time to take a break. So chill out, why don't you? There's even a penalty that you can set for canceling the break. And don't worry, if there are apps you can't do without during that time, you can throw them in the permitted apps section. And finally, if this, then that tinkerers will be happy to know that IFTTT support is baked right in, so you can get really creative with how you penalize yourself for your overuse. Quality Time is free in the Play Store. Next, let's take a look at Off Time. This was actually featured on All About Android episode 183. Off Time is a tool that aims to pull you away from your device based on predetermined profiles that have the power to limit your device's functions. First, My Day is the screen you see when you first launch Off Time, and it gives you a quick synopsis of your usage so far today. You can see at a quick glance the number of sessions you've had, how much time you've spent, the app that sucked the most of your time today, top contact of the day, and an off time score that aggregates all of these factors into one numerical value. The lower the number, the more you're using your device. So the goal is to achieve the highest number you can. 100 is the upper limit. And that only happens if you don't use your device at all for that day. All of these data points can be tapped into, revealing graphs that give a bit more detail about your usage. And each of those can be narrowed to the day or expanded out as far as the year. My Insights takes you to the Highlights tab, which is a good way to get a brief glimpse at a summary of the day's activity. And tapping on Off Time takes you to the Profile page. This is where you can program your own profiles based on specific scenarios that control your device usage. So, for example, setting a family profile can be useful when you want to focus all of your attention on your family. Set the profile to do things like mute notifications, block your calls, block your text messages, but setting exceptions as well to that rule if you don't want to risk missing something urgent. You can also send an auto reply to non-urgent messages and even limit access to certain apps. Just drag the clock to the amount of time you'd like to spend away from the device and hit start to set the profile in motion. You'll get a nice informational screen that advises you of all the actions that are taking place while you take a break. Off Time is free in the Play Store. And finally, there's Break Free, which specifically aims to help curb your phone usage and break free of cell phone addiction. Much of the core functionality and data analyzed is similar to the previous apps reviewed here, but Break Free sets a somewhat more dire tone by giving you an addiction score right from the get-go. All metrics feed into this score, including number of screen unlocks and total amount of usage time. I had no luck finding any reference as to what the number represents or what the scale actually is. I know it goes up to 100, but does 100 mean you use your device too much or not enough? Right off the top, it's hard to figure that out. More transparency there would definitely be helpful. However, with Break Free, you are introduced to a little guy named Soto who attempts to give you encouragement and tell you when you're overdoing it. You can also elect to receive push notifications that will bring Soto into your daily life with his recommendations. Tools is where you can access settings around controlling your overuse. Break Free now gives you various settings like auto reject a call, disable internet, stop notifications, and more. Keep in mind that this doesn't limit your access to other apps on your phone. Then you just tap that go button to kick into Break Free once and for all. Then, you know, step outside, smell the posies. You can also set up a schedule so that breaking free is a recurring affair. If you've paid the $1.99 in-app purchase price, you also get access to more detailed app usage analysis, such as the top 5 apps you've used today and call stats. You can, by the way, elect to keep calls out of the overall equation if that isn't what you're trying to curb. And you get various achievements along the way because gamification works. And there's a widget for your home screen that makes it easy to break free with one simple tap. Break Free certainly limits your capabilities with your device. The design feels a tad dated to me, could use a refresh to modernize it a bit. But if what you want is a less aggressive way to limit your device usage, you might want to check out Break Free for free in the Play Store. All right, so I'm sorry to do that to you. It's hard to face the facts, and really, I can only speak for myself, but man, I use my phone far too much. Running these three apps quantified in helpful ways, but now I have to pick my favorite of the three, the one I'm going to keep installed on my phone. Is it Quality Time, Off Time, or Break Free? Picking one app to live on my device, I'd have to go with Quality Time. Of the three, I think it does the best job at bringing all of that valuable data into a format that's easy to navigate, easy to digest after the fact, and really allows you to dive in and assess your usage historically over time in a good way. To my eyes, it looks like the most modern of the three, and it's simply the most visually appealing of the bunch. My opinion, of course. And the take a break function is very powerful if you want it to be. It can control every function on your device. So then, did I miss one for this category? That's where you come in. Email me at arena@twit.tv and let me know. I might include it in a future episode. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode. That is, of course, lynda.com. I love lynda.com. February is almost over, and you know what are you waiting for? You can invest in yourself and learn something new with a free 10-day trial to lynda.com. Lynda.com is used by millions of people around the world, has over 4,500 courses on topics like web development, photography, visual design, and business. as well as software training like Excel, WordPress, and Photoshop. All of their courses are taught by experts, and new courses are added to the site every week. Do you want to improve your job skills, to ask your boss for a raise, or make yourself more marketable to find a new job? Are you looking to explore a new hobby and set new financial goals or find a better work-life balance? Lynda.com has something for everyone. It has it all. Some of the courses I recommend are Android tips and tricks. There's simple Android development tools. And there's even a code clinic series. It's an innovative series where each month Lynda.com issues a code challenge and authors share their solutions using different programming languages. Tons of content inside Lynda based around Android. Personally, I've also enjoyed lessons on music production, soundproofing, Adobe Premiere when we switched from Final Cut Pro 7 here in the Brick House. And I'm hardly even scratching the surface of what's available to me and my interests on Lynda. Too much great stuff to watch. So invest in yourself and sign up for a free 10-day trial to Lynda.com by visiting lynda.com/arena. With your membership, you'll get unlimited access to every course, including access on your Android and iOS devices, plus new courses as they're added each week. That's lynda.com/arena to try it free for 10 days. Go ahead, learn something new. And we thank Lynda for their support. All right, up next is today's big app, and it's been a while since I've actually featured a game on the show. I'm not really quite sure why, but I do know that this was a breath of fresh air to see today's featured game get its long-awaited release on Android. I've been waiting for a while now. Maybe fresh air isn't quite the right phrase for this particular game because it's pretty grim. Why don't we take a look at this week's big app? I remember fondly when I visited my friend's house back in 2010. He excitedly showed me this game he picked up for his Xbox 360, a system I didn't have then. It's called Limbo, and it's a dark side-scrolling puzzle game with an atmospheric, minimalistic soundtrack, and I'll say it again, very dark themes. I played it for an hour and left his house wishing I had an Xbox 360 so I could keep playing it on my own. Well, now Limbo is finally released for Android, so even better, I can carry it around in my pocket. Limbo is set in a desolate landscape, no color at all. It's black and white to excellent effect. And pretty much all of the action that takes place is more or less the silhouette of the object in question. Your little guy wakes up alone in the midst of a dark, dank forest, and from there, without much more information than that, must explore his surroundings, which ranges from things that make your travels possible, like hanging vines and abandoned boats, to things that kill you in gruesome ways, like spike-filled pits and booby traps. When it happens, the gross factor is less about what you see, because it's all silhouetted so effectively, but more about what you hear. The sound design really adds to the experience, giving you an uneasy feeling throughout. As you progress, the traps and puzzles get larger and deadlier, and when you die during a challenge, you really feel it. And that's guaranteed because Limbo revels in the many ways that your character can meet his fateful end. Controls are pretty simple and standard for this style of game. Left side of the screen is your directional movement, and the right side of the screen either jumps when you swipe up, drops when you swipe down. You can also interact with objects by getting close to them and tapping on the right side. This can be a bit confusing, however, because no controls actually appear on the screen. But once you know, it's easy to operate. The game really is one long side-scrolling adventure with puzzles breaking up the distance. And, oh, did I mention it's really, really dark? I advise you throw on an awesome pair of headphones, lock yourself in a dark room with no windows, and play until you wear out your battery. It's that addictive. Limbo can be found for $4.99 in the Play Store. All right, I'm not sure if he wants me to do this, but as an aside, Josh Windich, who edits the individual reviews for this show, apparently has a pretty significant phobia of spiders. And if there's one thing Limbo does really well, as you just saw, it's presenting spiders to horrific and deadly effect repeatedly. I actually had to relieve Josh of his editing duties for part of this review because he couldn't handle the creep factor of those spider clips. And if a game is that successful in creeping you out, I think you have a winner. And by the way, the sound effects, oh man, I love them. They feel, I don't know if you guys know this about Peter Jackson, but his early films before Lord of the Rings were gore films. And there's a lot of similarities between this game and early Peter Jackson. So if you didn't know, look it up. Definitely some of my favorite horror movies on earth were directed by him back in the day. I suppose it makes sense that I enjoy Limbo as much as I do. I hope you do too. Be a part of the show. I really appreciate your feedback. Send me your favorite apps, new categories to consider for the show, whatever you happen to have, to arena@twit.tv. There's also a subreddit for the show where I post categories from time to time and ask you to tell me about your favorite apps, why you love them so much. Head on over to androidapparena.reddit.com and you can share them with me there. You can also follow me on Google Plus. I sometimes talk about Android things on Google Plus, so it's definitely fitting. I also host a live viewing party of each week's episode where I'll be on set to answer any questions you might have about the apps in the show or anything Android. That happens every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific, following Tech News Tonight at live.twit.tv. Of course, if you missed the live taping, don't worry. Each week's episode will appear later that night on the site and in the feeds. All of those details, everything that I've talked about here, can be found at the show page. That's twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I hope to see you next week in the arena. Thank you.